So we've been saying, our brother Shinran for the past, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years maybe. So, but the Haggadah, I don't think there is a text that more Sfarim have been written on, more Vavlik have been said on, than the Haggadah. And the truth is that some Sefer in Parshas Vayakel talks about how I certainly hope so. First, it's a challenge to, you know, to try to say new things, and I don't think we're going to be repeating anything we've said in years before the test. I don't think so. So the pasuk in Vayakel says, "V'sevaru esh b'chol mashvaisechem." Sort of some sefer talks about how the sevaru esh homiletically means the brand for Shabbos. The sevaru esh, thank you. The chol mashvaisechem, and it says that the brand for you, the brand for Shabbos, the esh from Shabbos, a person can't wait for Shabbos. Sometimes a person, the whole week, Ruchnius, and he comes to Shabbos, he wants to grab onto Ruchnius on Shabbos. He can't get that. He can't just get onto the Sevar Oesh B'chol Mosh B'Zeh. On Shabbos, you can't have it. It's like Sevar Oesh. You have to have a fire up from before Shabbos. You have to be prepared from before Shabbos for the Shabbos. And the same thing is true. The person wants to get out of the Haggadah, wants to get out of the CPC's Mitzrayim, the proper Aliyah, the proper Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the person has to take Haggadah out and look at it before and be prepared for and be ma'ayin it. It's an interesting thing. I don't think I ever said this over. There's a very big question: who really wrote the Haggadah? It's for the Tanoim. I've seen in Sfarim the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which I don't know the textual evidence that it's Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. There are Tadmoinim that say that it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi wrote it. If you look, Baruch Shema HaTachasa, that Lashon, the Lashon of Baruch Shema HaTachasa, is many times, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that the Lashonos are very similar to the Brises in front of the Eliyahu. So there are those that want to say that the Tanah of Eliyahu was written by Eliyahu HaNavi, the Brises of Eliyahu HaNavi. So there are those that want to tell you that it's Eliyahu HaNavi. In fact, there are those that want to say that we start the Haggadah with Ho Lach Ma'anya. Ho is the Rosh Tevis of Eliyahu HaNavi backwards. And as I state in quite a few Sfarim, that Eliyahu HaNavi is the author of the Haggadah. But this year I wanted to start with where we start Yochel Merish Chodesh. I wanted to start from Yochel Merish Chodesh, Talmud Loimer Bayoim Ahu, Iba Yoim Ahu, Yochel Meboyjoim, Talmud Loimer Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh, Loya Marti, Ella Beshosh Yesh Matsu, Mar Munochim Lefona. So, Bechlau, we have to understand what exactly is the Havamim that we should start from Rish Chodesh. What's the Havamim? We're talking about the Mitzvah. We're talking about the Mitzvah of Sipiyatzis Mitzrayim. Why should I think that you're Mechuyiv to in the Sapper, and you see it's Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. So the Rajbam writes, Shezah Hascholos HaGe'ulah. That was the Hascholah of the Ge'ulah. Why was that the Hascholah of the Ge'ulah? So if you look at Maksavitshi, the Maksavitshi talks about that the Tzivui, right? The Tzivui called Pesach was B'yayim Rishon. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem was B'yayim Rishon. That's the beginning of the Chodesh of Nisan. It's the beginning of the Tzivui of the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach is the avoida of Geulah. So perhaps we can understand, if we take the Masavitri, we can understand that Yochel Merish Chodesh, I would think from Merish Chodesh, from the Tzibui of the Korban Pesach, Talmud Loimer by Yoimahu, It says that the pasuk shaped by yom hahu, e by yom hahu, yachol meboyd yom. I would think it's meboyd yom. Why? So the way I'm understanding it, what do we do meboyd yom? What do you do erev Pesach? Was the shechita of carbon Pesach? So it's the zman for the shechita of the carbon Pesach. It's the avoid of the carbon Pesach. Talmud loy mevavurzeh. That's how I would understand. But today I saw that it's brought from the Griz that he wanted a timer. The Griz Kirov says as a Tosfos in the beginning of Avraham Pesachim talks about the possibility that just like on Shabbos there's something called place of Shabbos. You could bring Shabbos in early and you could be Mekayim. Not most. You can be Mekayim in Suda Shabbos, Machloikis. But Pashtus, say, Chassidim, the Mogad of Rome brings, but you can be Mekayim Suda Shabbos, Meboy Joy. You can be Mekayim much Erev Shabbos, already, even Meboy Joy. So Tosfos says that you can't, that this is clear, maybe you should be able to state Achi, says Achi Tesha. So why Ashutash? Why don't you have Tosis Shabbos? You could have Tosis Yom. So Tosis says because it says Balayla. It says by Erev Peful Matzus. It's by Erev. It's at night. So it has to be a word of night. In other words, even when you have Tosis Shabbos, it might be Shabbos, but it's not the night. If Tosis Yom, maybe you could bring Yom Tefin early, but it's not the night. So since it has to, so that's the Hamamim of the Brisker of Matzah. Yochel Meboy Yom. That's why I would think you do it even before Yom, even earlier, even before. But Tais for Shabbos, but Tais is Yom Tov. Talmud Loimer, Bavur is death. And yet, Bashosh Yesh Matzu Mora Menachem Lefonech. When do you have Matzu Mora Menachem Lefonech? When there's a Chiv Matzu Mora. But Chiv Matzu Mora is when? It's Boerim. It's Dafka Boerim. It has to be night. It has to be night. So Sipur is only Bavur is death. Also, Lashem Lim says Mitzvah. I mean, the Havamin is even stronger if you look at the Rambam in Chomet Zul Matzah. The Rambam says that just like state Zohar as a Yom Hazeh it says in Mitzrayim Kimon Shenem Zohar as Yom Hashabbos. So he says that the Schira that Tzipi Yetzis Mitzrayim is from the pasuk of Zohar as a Yom Hazeh it says in Mitzrayim is Kimon Zohar as Yom Hashabbos. So there's a dimion to Tzchir Shabbos. And we know that the Rambam says, Kiddush is being Masker Shabbos. So you're Masker Shabbos, you can't be Masker Shabbos. So I would think you could be Masker Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mabay Yom. That doesn't answer the Yochum Arash Kodesh, but it answers the Mabay Yom. As I state in Briskiro. But it's actually an interesting thing, and it's a horror that I never really thought of. But state by Yom Mahu, and state Bav Muzet. Right? So it's got to be loymati elu b'shosh sheyesh matzu marum l'funachem l'funecha. So if you got it from l'vincha by yoymahu, that is a tzchi of sipi yitzis mitzrayim by yoymahu. So b'chlal, it's a mod mitzvah because it's back at night, and it says by yoym. So the lashon haposik, is a shtickel on mod in the pasuk. Unless you say that we know that it's Laila ki Yoyim Yoyim, that's a Laila, the Laila is like a Laila of Yoyim. We know that there's a Misapim, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kol Oyseh HaLaila Shteit, that the Shteit Mitzrayim, that Misapim is a Lashon of, like sapphire, it's with Mamish light, like that's why they had to come and tell them later, it was ready Zman Krishma Shal Shakris, because it was so bright at night, that the night was Laila ki Yoyim Yoyim. Or I thought the or of the sipur, the or, but that or. It's also an interesting pesach that the pasuk says that they went out by yom ahu, right? But the pasuk in Re'eh says like siyuchav in Mitzrayim, loylo. I took you out loylo. I state that be'etzam ayom hazeh they went out of Mitzrayim. So there's a whole shmuz about it, but it could be that the laylo was the yitzia of the ruchnias you could see was by laylo. That's like a yom. That's by yom ahu. It's interesting. I was just thinking, just as we were talking now. Shteit Bavuzer lo yamati elu b'shosh sheyesh matzu umorim munachim lefanach. In the Tosefta, it's brought that in that maisa that they will be misapur the Yitzis Mitzrayim. It just says they will misapur the halachas of Yitzis Mitzrayim of Pesach kol oisa laila, and the Talmidim came and they said to the Talmidim, oh, it's takas mav shakras. Be magbiya the table. So they want to be medayek. What do you mean magbiya? Because the pshat is as I bavozev is manshish matu morum unochim lifonecha. That the din of sipri yitzis mitzrayim is in front of the matzu umar. That's what we know that the Gemara Lamed Vav in Pesachim says lechem oini. It's called lechem oini. What is lechem oini? Sha'oinam olav dvarim harbe. Lechem oini is something that you speak. It doesn't mean poverty. It means oini, that you're oini, that you say things over. That's why by Magen we uncover the matzus. The idea is that you're oini dvarim harbe, that you speak dvarim harbe. You talk about the sipur. In fact, it's brought some on a taina that if lechem oini, there's a bit of lechem oini. We all know that the night, if you don't eat a whole Pesach, it's not a problem. But the first night, you have to eat gezayis matzah, erev toichel matzahs. But we do know that there's a famous shita sachespuni that kol ha yomtiv, all zayin yomim, you mekayim a mitzvah to grow a whole tzitzrei. You mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis. Eating matzah a whole Pesach. If you eat Pesach, I know people are very marked on this, the Mamash, they don't stop eating Kizesim a whole Pesach. Yeah? They eat Kizesim a matzah a whole Pesach, they give him a kind of mitzvah. So, there are those that want a taina that if it's taka lechem oini, there's a mitzvah of achilu, if you're a kind of mitzvah of achilu, so there's also a kiyum sipur. In other words, if when you're eating matzah, there's a kiyum mitzvah of achilu as matzah, there could be a kiyum sipur too. If there's a kiyum of sipur, that answers another question. Shevir Belozer ben Azari was one of the five people that was with Misapir Kolei Se'alayla. We also will know about Rezeb, but Ivan Shez Matzah Mor Menachem Lefonecha, only when there's a chiyum matzah, chiyum mar. We know Belozer ben Azari held at Chatzois. So Shaila was, what's he doing to be Misapir a whole night? There's no sipur. Teretz says, Erechanan, of the Lamaisa, mitzvah kiyumus of sipur there would be, because there would be a mitzvah kiyumus for Achilas Matzah. Efshe, one could say such a thing. Okay. That, it's interesting. Shnei Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh, it's brought from the Avud Ram that Zeh is Gematria 12. That's not his Kiddush. But 12 are the 12 mitzvahs that are done. Mitzvahs Maisis, not mitzvahs of Sipur. There's Dalat Koisis, there's Charoisis, there's Karpas, there's two times Nathil Shedayim, there's Hamoitzi, there's Matzah, there's Moro, there's Kerich. So those are 12 mitzvahs, and that's Bavur Zeh, the time when you have those 12 mitzvahs. Agav, it's interesting, it's brought from the time, the person will bring, that you're not allowed to, certainly we're not allowed to eat matzah umorah until it's Bavur Laila, or Pidat Toisvahs. But the Tan says, you know, it's also, you have to be Mekadosh Balaila. You have to make Kiddush Dachku when it's night. And there's a big shmi. What happens that the kiddush has to be at night? I don't know if I might have done said this over before, but there's an interesting question. We all know that Rishonim. I'm not going to go with this, but the Rishonim all ask a kasha. How come there's no broch on Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim? We address the mitzvah Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim. The biggest opportunity to the galut levincha of teaching your children Torah, teaching your children about their heritage, their emunah. How come there's no broch? Give all the many terutzim. Of an rabbinic parents and another Rishonim, they say, you know what is, there is a bracha. What's the bracha? Kiddush. In Kiddush, we say, Zechel Tzvis Mitzrayim. So the Kiddush is the Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur too. It's the Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur. So you can't have the bracha before the Zman HaMitzvah. If the Zman HaMitzvah is the Laila, you can't make the bracha before the night. Yeah, okay. So it's Bechlam. Bavuzel is Man Sheyes Matzu Mor Menochem Lefonech. Okay. The Agoda Balagoda goes on, the Balagoda talks, Chilo Ezeh with the Zohar HaYu Avesenu, and you all know that this is a Kiyim of Maskel Begnusim Sayin Beshvach. You know that there's a Machlokes. When are you Maskel Begnusim Sayin Beshvach? So one man always says that you start from Avoda Mayinu of the Fire of Mitzrayim. And Michilo Ezeh with the Zohar HaYu Avesenu is the other Maskel Begnusim Sayin Beshvach. Now, it's interesting, if you just look at the Bitfilah Avdei Vadazar, how you have a Seinu, Shtei, Ba'ashir Kevonu, Ha'amokim Avdei Vadazar. And the Balagoda goes on, and the Balagoda says, Mitchilo Avdei Vadazar, how you have a Seinu. Now, who was Avdei Vadazar? Which Avdei Seinu were Avdei Vadazar? So, Pashu Pshach, you want to say, it was to Matarach, Me'ol of Tarach Avi Avram, Avi Nocha. But if you look in Because of Avodah the Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Rambam talks about the toys.
Gutik, that one says, Rambam is clear that originally Avram also was Oved. For Oved v'imoy v'chol ha'am oivdim avodah zarah v'gu hayah oved imohim. Avram was also Oved avodah zarah with him. But we don't show that the maven actually hissed derech emes. Avram, when it said that Avram was hikir as boyra, it doesn't just mean he was hikir as boyra. It means he was taka once over Avay Dezara, and then he was hikir as boyra. So that's really the lashon mitchila over Avay Dezara. How you Avay Seinu? That taka was Avram Avinu. Taka was over Avay was an over Avay Dezara originally. That was the yichus terech etzem. But it's interesting that we start off with terech. Ne'elam terech Avay Avram. That's what one would think, that we're really not talking about Avram. We're talking about terech. The shaila is, why are we calling him Avay Seinu? Ashes Terach Chodeshkin has no zecher. It's not Avay Seinu. Terach is not Avay Seinu. So I saw from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he says like this: what's the Va'ashu Kivano Amokim Lavoidosa? The Va'ashu Kivano Amokim Lavoidosa is the Pshat HaZoi. That once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makbus Mekarabos to his Avodah, was Kevano Avodah. So then we become the Bonim. That then, when we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, so then our concept of Avodah changes. Then our Avodah is taken from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So that's the beginning. Mitzchilo Avodah Avodah Zorah Hayu Avodah Seinu. Had we not been HaKadosh Baruch Hu's folk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not brought us Korah to Avodah Zorah, B'meilu what, then what? Then our Avos would have been go back all the way to Terach after the Mamash of the Avay Dezara. But now our Avos changed. The Akshav, that's the balance between the Tila Avay Dezara and the Seinu. The Akshav Kevon Amokim La Avay Dezara. That's the Hakdama, and that's the scene. The Klezmer Rebbe. In Groh state, that we all know There were two shibudim in Mitzrayim. There's the shibud aguf and there was the shibud haneshama. There was the shibud hanefesh. So the two maskel begnusim misayim b'shvach correspond to each one. The tchilat devar dezara yavisenu is the geula, is the golus hanefesh, the golus of the neshama, the golus of klai yisrael spiritually, and then there's the golus of avodah mayinu, which is the beginning of the golus aguf. There's those two shibudim we're discussing, and really the truth is that if we think about it. The geula we're talking about, and the CPT is described, is really not the geula saguf. The Gemara in Megillah says, "Akati avdei achashverishan." Shibud malchus we have pashas. There is a shibud malchus, right? We're in Golas. People are in Golas. People fear to say it in the lager. People fear to say it in the Warsaw Ghetto, right? So of us, there was a shibud haguf. They were talking about the shibud haguf. And the truth is, we all know manish tana halayla hazani kol halaylas. We all know that there were two yitzias. The Gemara brachas tells us. It was a geula meurdan. It was a geula balayla. That was a geula of Abdei Hashem v'lo Abdei Paray. Then there's the geula that they went out. That's what Yehonah said. They went out of Mitzrayim. We don't celebrate the walking out of Mitzrayim. We celebrate the layla. Why do we celebrate the layla? Because that's the geula sanefesh. Is really what we're celebrating. Well, with the geula that we the Amav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the geula that we're talking about. That's really the bar of Tziyuchem and that pasuk in Re'ei. And we were talking about, right, it states, Shomar has Chodesh Ovav, Ki B'Chodesh Ovav, Tziyucham in Mitzrayim, Loyla. So Shaila says, what's Loyla? They didn't go out of Mitzrayim, Loyla. The Torah says they did go out of Mitzrayim, Loyla. Better said, they went out of Mitzrayim during the day, but they took the Mitzrayim out of them at night. It was Yitzias Mitzrayim, which they always say, oh, every year we said this over many years, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is grammatically incorrect. Yitzias Mitzrayim means the going out of Mitzrayim. It should be Yitzias Mi Mitzrayim. There is Yitzias Mitzrayim is the going out of Mitzrayim from Klal Yisrael. That's the Pshat. That was the Laila. That was talked about Laila Ahu. That was that Laila Ahu, which rather was Balala Ahu, was not the Shnas HaMelech. That was the same Laila. We know that, right? That was Mamish the same night. The Laila Ahu, not Shnas HaMelech, was the night of it was the night of Pesach. It was the Laila Seder. That's the Laila. Now, it's interesting that if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of in this first paragraph of in Avodah Zarah in Mada, so the Rambam discusses how when Bnei Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, he says that's very interesting. He talks about Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu lomad limed bonav kulam. He taught all his sons. Behivde Levi umineyu roish vayeshiva biyeshiva. He put Levi into yeshiva. He made him a reshiva. Lame derech Hashem belishmer mitzvahs Avram. V'tziva es bonav shelo yafsikenu mibnei Levi memuna acher memuna kedei shelo yishtaka chalimur. Levi was the shevet. Levi was the kohen. Okay. He was the one that all Klal Yisrael supported, right? V'ho yehado v'ho yelech u'mizgaber b'vnei Yaakov u'benilvim imo aleihem v'nasas bo'olam umu shehi yoydasas Hashem ad she'orchu hayomim liYisrael b'mitzrayim, until the time came, a long time in Mitzrayim, v'chazru l'umoyd ma'aseyim, they learned from what? They learned from the Mitzrayim. V'lavoyd avoyd azorah k'moysam, they taught avoyd azorah, they were avoyd azorah just like the Mitzrayim. Chutz mishevet Levi she'amad b'mitzvus avos u'me'olam lo'yavad shevet Levi avod azor u'kemat kotoya v'va'ikur she'shosel Avram neka. It was kemat that this planting that Avram planted and created this whole Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kemat gone in Mitzrayim. V'chozer b'nei Yaakov litoys ha'amim v'toydosu ומאהבת השם לסונו ונביאים של מובלס ומשענו את השבוע לאברום אבינו עושה משהו רבינו עושה משהו רבינו ורבן של כל הנביאים ושוכו וניתוק עשה למצרים. So come to Chois. Now, if you look at the history lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us in Avoy Dezor, he says the world made a toys. And Eno Yishim Dor Amish, they made a toys, and they ended up going after Avoy Dezor until Avram was hikir for his boyra. Once Avram was hikir his boyra, he taught his son, and Yitzchak taught his son, and the Lamish became an Am. They became people who knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Mitzrayim, what happened? They lost it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it. It was Kemat they lost it. Thus, a mitchila, a devoid zohar, a devoid seinu. But Ashiv Kevon, a mokim, a devoid zohar, what is the battle? What are the two things that have to do with each other? What are we talking about? Ashiv Kevon, a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a devoid zohar, a parish, a devoid zohar. That was the whole Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Mitchila, a devoid zohar, is not stam, the history lesson of Terah. When they went into Mitzrayim, it was Kemat, Kot, and Ishtakas. They almost went back to being the same as Avodah Zarah. And Va'akshav Kevaru HaMokel Avodah Zarah is the Pshat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us away from being those Avodah Zarah again. That's the beginning of the Maskel, the Gnus of Messiah and Mishpach. It's not just the Gnus of Terach, it's the Gnus of Mitzrayim, what we were in Mitzrayim, that Golus HaNefesh that was in Mitzrayim, Mitchila Avodah Zarah, we went back to that Tchila, Ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Rachmonis and Avos, Me'avos Hashem my son, and He took us out and gave us our higher purpose in life. And brought us the Kevano Amakim Lavoi, the Achshav Kevano Amakim Lavoi does. If you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Bolo, the Arachayim HaKadosh talks about the pasuk El Moitziyam Mitzrayim. The Olam says the Eibishter who brings that takes them out of Mitzrayim. Modern Loshon Moitziyam Mitzrayim. They already left Mitzrayim. But Bilam is talking Kel Moitziyam Mitzrayim. Should say Kel Hoitziyam Mitzrayim. Zokta Rechaim HaKadosh, that we all know, Elishan Tzimisho, HaBoyim Mitzrayim, that there's a constant Boyim to Mitzrayim, there's an opportunity, no matter where a person is, to go out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was a template. Going out of Mitzrayim, the Leil HaYitziyah, was a template that if a person can go out of Mitzrayim, the Memphis Sharitum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take them out, no matter what person, where a person's holding, the Eivish is Kel Moitziyam in Mitzrayim, Ashok, now! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi you now. And in the Leil HaSeder, is Zman, where a person has to see himself as if he's going out of Mitzrayim at that time. That means Va'akshav, now, it's an opportunity, Leil HaSeder, to relive that no matter where a person is, to jump, to be able to be koifis from the Memtah Shari Tumah, to be Kervonu HaMokim La'Vaidosa. It's interesting, the Sivish Shasfarim talk about how we all know that there's a mahalach. Dovra Melech says, Sur Meirah. I say Toiv. A person has to be Sur Meirah, then I say Toiv. But in the Haggadah, the Seder Advarim, the whole Seder Haggadah, we all know that the Haggadah, the whole Seder, states Kadesh Orchaz. First it's Kadesh and then it's Orchaz. That the Leila Seder is an opportunity that a person could be Mekadesh Yahavdusha, even if he hasn't yet cleansed himself. There's Kadesh and then there's Orchaz. He could be Koifetz. The Seder is like is a Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity to almost restart. We all know that there are different types of Nis'iris that this world has. A person sometimes is Nis'ir by himself. I think we spoke about this last year. There was a poll done in Eretz Yisrael of what percentage of Israelis hold a Seder. I think the number was the upper 90% or like 96% have some sort of a Seder. How many eat pork? Like 35%. How many have hummus? Also. But a Seder they all have. What's the pshat? There's a pshat in it. Pshat is this farm, we'll talk about it. It's brought very early. The farm, no matter how far it goes, there's something called an Isarusa de la Ela. Isarusa de la Ela is the pshat. The Eibishter gives an Isarus to a person. It's a gift. It's given. Isarusa de la Ela. That is what Pesach. The Leil HaSeder is an Isarus Milamayla that a person can reach heights that naturally he couldn't reach because it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 7 weeks later, there's the only Isarusa de la Tata. Some people, I said, okay, comes to the mountain prayer, comes to Shavuos. You know, the two guys sitting next to each other. One guy is Mamet Ganei, the other guy is cheesecake. And where do I get the bet? You know, snort. That's you got to do on your own, right? Either you got it or you don't. Right, when it comes to Shavuos, but Pesach everybody has. There's a Kadesh Urchas. That's Mitzilah de Berzara by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But action, but there's an action. There's an imperative of now, the living in the present of the Seder. Vayom Yeshua kol ha'om, koy amar Hashem, elikei Yisrael, be'evra anor, Yoshua, v'yseichem, me'oilom terech avi Avram, avi Nocha, v'yadlo Elohim achirim. V'ekach es avichem es Avram, me'evra anor, v'oilech oisoi b'chol eretz kinoan. V'arbe ezaroi v'ethen lo yes Yitzchok. V'ethen lo Yitzchok es Yakov v'yes Esau, v'ethen lo Esau es Harseir, lo Resh es Oisoi, v'yakov v'bon of Yordu Mitzrayim. This paragraph is a very difficult paragraph. Okay, what are we talking about over here with Yeshua? Yeshua is giving this whole speech. He talks about Terah, he talks about Avram, he talks about Avram to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov and to Esau. Marashah. If we're counting the Rishonim, how come Yishmael is not here? Okay? And if we're not counting Yishmael, why are we counting Esau? What's going on in this paragraph? It's a very strange paragraph. Okay? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, what's going on? So years ago we said a Mahalach, we spoke about that. That the Rambam, it's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Milah talks about that Bnei Yishmael are not mechuyev in Milah, and Bnei Esav are not mechuyev in Milah. So he says, why Bnei Yishmael not mechuyev in Milah? Well, pasuk states, "Ki Yitzchak yikara lechazar Yishmael and not Bnei Avram." They're not called Bnei Avram. They're not Zer Avram. Yitzchak Yikar Lechazer, Yazar is Yitzchak. Yishmael is a Shtifkin, he's after that. So Yishmael has no Yerusha, the Chalam, the Hotnishkin Yerusha. The hate that Yishmael has for the Jewish people has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. The hate that Bnei Yishmael has for Bnei Yisrael is that we have a Yerusha and he doesn't. Kol Zman Chalisol wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, it was much better to live in Arab lands than to live in Christian lands. Nothing to talk about. Yishmael is the son sperm. He's the son who loses his Yerusha. Esav's up there. Why is Esav mechuyev in Milah? He's also Zer Avram. Yitzchak gave the brachas of Avram to Yaakov. That until Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov and not to Esav, Esav was in the mix too. Esav also was a sheiches to being Zer Avram. So kum techoyes. What are we saying? What are we talking about over here? This whole paragraph is talking that Klal Yisrael, there was a Birur HaTaruvos. Klal Yisrael was chosen. We're the chosen people. We were Me'evra Anor. Terah. Why don't we start with Terah? We're starting with Terah because Terah had an Avram, and Avram was removed from Terah's house. Me'evra Anor. There's a purity, something pure coming from something common. And then he has a Yitzchak. Yishmael has to do it. Yishmael's not in the mix. It's not a bureau. There's nothing Levar or Yitzchak from Yishmael. It's Pasha to Pasha. Yishmael has no Shaykhs over there. Yaakov and Esau. It's not so Pasha. Yaakov and Esau. It could have been Yaakov. It could have been both of them. It could have been Yaakov and Esau. But there's a bureau over there. There's a choice. It was a choose. That's what Yeshua is. That's what the paragraph is telling us. The paragraph is telling us that the building blocks of Klal Yisrael. Obizgeta Sach Tifa. Isaac Vaita. If you look, it's clear. That Esav has a Yerusha. Esav has, and if that's what we look at it, if we look at the pasuk, we see ve'etim liyitzchok es Yaakov ve'es Esav ve'etim le'esav es Harseya le'reshes Esav ve'Yaakov rabban of Yordan Mitzrayim. What's he telling us about Esav going to Harseya? Well, second, what is the pasuk telling us that Esav got Harseya? So if you look at Rashi, in Dvarim, Rashi says like this.
Don't start off with what did they wanted to come, they wanted to go through Edom's land. They wanted to go through Esau, and Esau told them, "We're going to come out with a cheref. We're going to come out with a cheref."
So she says, "Out." So that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Out is Garubon." He lay etim lochem meyartzos ad midrash kaf rogel until the time of Gulish to the Gula. That midrash kaf rogel al paradaisim. Yerusha la Esav Nasaki is Harseir. I gave Esav a Yerusha of Harseir. So Rashi says, Yerusha la Esav me Avram. Asora Amamin Nasaki loy. I gave 10 nations to Avram. The Asora Amamin. Shiva Lochem. Seven went to who? Seven went to Yaakov. The Klaiso. The Kaini Uknizi the Kadmoini Hein Amon Mumoya Vaseir. Amon and Moab went to Loit, and Seir went to Esav. So Esav had a Yerusha. So your mama says, Mufurish, Esav has a Yerusha. Back in Loit has Seir. Esav has a Yerusha from Avram. He's not the Zera Avram. He's not the Zera Avram. There's Musub and Mila. He's not Klal Yisrael. He's not the Yam. Why is he not the Yam Anifchon? Chazal tell us that there was a Shtarchoyv on Zera Avram. That Klal Yisrael, in order to get Eretz Yisrael, in order to have the full Yerusha, be the Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had to go into Mitzrayim. And they had to go into Mitzrayim, Avodim Bim, Yadoyatik, the Brisbane of Sarim, Yadoyatik, 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 Avodim Yishon, they had to be Avodim Yishon, Avodim Yishon. And that was that got Klal Yisrael the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael. Esau went to Harseya. Shtey, that Esau thought that he was Mekayim by running away and going to Harseya. He was Mekayim also Golos in that way. But he wasn't Mekayim a full Golos. He wasn't Mekayim. Mainly he only gets Harseya. That's the point. That's the Hemshech over here. But after Esav is Harseya, that's his Yerusha. But your Yerusha the Heretz Yisrael. Your Yerusha is the Amma Nifron, because you went into Mitzrayim. That's the Hemshech of the Pesukim. If you look weiter, and if you go weiter, you see that the next paragraph. Baruch Shem Hashkachos of Yisrael. Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shem Hashkachos of Yisrael. So we know what's the lashon from Yisrael. The lashon of Yisrael is the chat. There was a haftachah to Avram. There was a haftachah to Avram. The bracha is over here. That Rabbi Yitzchak Zichron writes. That's the Baruch Shemer Haftachos of Yisrael. The Eibishter was Shemer's Haftachot to Avram in Yisrael. We're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it didn't go to Esav. That Baruch Shemer Haftachos of Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Now what's the Hemshech? What's the Hemshech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Cheshbon of the Keitz. What was the Cheshbon of the Keitz? La'asoyz Kimosha Omar La'Avram Avinu Bebris Ben Absor. And he told Avram in the Brisbane of Shosh, Nemar Avram, Yadetik Erzirach, Beres Lalehem, Avadam, Yinu Esim, Erme Eshon. The Gamas, Agoyah, Shay, Yavad, Yadonam, Ech, Beach, Ken, Yetzi, Bechush, Kod. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat that we talk about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chishev Ezakeitz? We all know the Chishev Ezakeitz. Keitz is 190. When a Cheshbin is really 400 years, it was Chishev Ezakeitz. And if you look at that, 210 years. But it's interesting, Zach, if you think about it. Klal Yisrael went to Edom. Klal Yisrael went to Edom in Bamid Bukhov. Klal Yisrael says, let's go through the land. Let's have a derech. We want to be able to go through your land. So if you look at the interplay between Klal Yisrael and Edom, that's very interesting. The Pesukim are very interesting. Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Mikodesh al Melech Edom. Koyamar Achicha Yisrael Ati Yadato Eiz Kol Atlo Hashem Etzosna. Vayerdu Avresenu Mitzrayim Vaneshu Vimitzrayim Yomim Rabim Vayoreyu Lonu Mitzrayim Vavoyseinu Mitzrayim Vavoyseinu Vanitzak El Hashem Vayishma Kerleinu Vayishlach Malach Vayetzenu Mitzrayim. My Maisa, they're giving such a long Maisa over here. They're telling Edom this whole story. Hine Anachti B'Kodesh Yer K'tei V'lecha Navar, let's go through your land. Vayinava V'Sodeh V'Kerem, let's go please. Vayomer Lov Edom L'Stavu Pen Bi Pen Bacher V'Etzel Likrosech. What was the kind of back and forth? What Klal Yisrael was telling Edom was the following.
Klal Yisrael was telling Edom, you have no schus b'etzim to this land. Because we went into Mitzrayim. And we paid the shtar chayv. So the fact that you're in Har Seir, you really don't have a key. You had more Mekayim the Chiv. Edom held they were Mekayim the Chiv. Because they ran away. They didn't stay in Eretz Canaan. They ran away to Har Seir. So they thought that there were different parts. There was Vavod, you know, you're going to be in a land, you're going to be in a land that's not yours. They thought they were Mekayim the Eretz Lahem. But the Vavod, they weren't Mekayim. But let's say Esav would have come down to Mitzrayim. There would have been double the amount of work. Workers. Double the amount of workers. So the Taka would have gone out at that time. That even though Esav wasn't there, that Klal Yisrael Shibud Ashura, he was Chishev. That's Mamish, the Hemshech of Sukkim. It's beautiful Hemshech of what's going on. After we just said that Esav got Har Seir and we went down to Mitzrayim, then comes Baruch Shemar after Chazal Yisrael. The Eved Shemar is after to Klal Yisrael. That we got Eretz Yisrael. He only gets Har Seir, and it's not considered a key of the Bar Shachar. It's not considered the key of the Shachar. All he gets is Har Seir, and still we went out early, and still we were able to go out 210 years because Yeshibud does the Shachar Shbroch and Chishev as a case. Last is Kimosha Adol Avram Avinu Bebrisven Absalom that the Avodim Beinu Oysam we will Mekayim the Avodim Beinu Oys. But we can count it as if they were doing more. The more, yes. But it was Shemar after Chazal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that we go weiter. We see that it's not Medrash. The Medrash says, "Azoy." The Medrash Rabbah, Hischil Moshe Tzavach. When it came to Zman, Bagu'ula, it says Moshe started screaming, Yosef, Yosef, we all know what happened. Everybody went for the Rechush, and what did Moshe do? Chacham Levi got mitzvahs. Moshe went to get Yosef, the Atmos Yosef. So all the Yosef didn't want to come up. Hischil Moshe Tzavach, Yosef, Yosef, Higia Hashor, Shomarta, you said, Poko Yivkar Alekim Eschem, Miyad Nisnadnir Ho'oroing, V'notle Moshe, Moshe took the Yorim. Shonema Vayikach Moshe as Atmos Yosef. Right? The shadow is, why Moshe have to scream? Yeah. So, it's brought over here in this Agoda that the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, a few Ger Rebbes ago, the Beis Yisrael said, says that really Bnei Yisrael had to be in Mitzrayim, Arba Meisham. Because she Shibud, it was Mashlim Megalos. Right? So, but the Atmos Yosef didn't know that. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a scream to make the Atzmus Yosef aware that the time came that through the Koshi Hashibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted that even though they didn't want him, that's why he had a scream, because it wasn't 400 years yet. So he wanted a Taina. That's why the Yam didn't want to split. The Yam didn't want to split because it wasn't time yet. It was a Tanayim in the Rice Gracious, but it should have been 400 years, not 210 years. No, that's why the Yam didn't want to split. But he stopped short. I don't understand why he stopped short. I saw you mouthing the words. It's Mamashe Gavaldi Gazaf. So it could be that that's the pshat, that a cheap pshat. The pshat is, if the Aron of Yosef already came up, so obviously it is this man. So Yam split. It's a cute Haysof on this verse of the Ger Rebbe. Okay. Shame. Okay. Weiter in the Haggadah, weiter. He shom the lab, Yisrael v'lomim. We all know, so Pashi Pshat, of course, is the Shmiras HaTocha. The Shmiras HaTocha, that's Amdala Vaisenu Vulonar. That Kosh Baruch was Maftir Tavram, and that's what they saw in the Yeshaka. I saw from Pshule Diskin, they bring it from in the Haggadah of the Chachmi Yerushalayim, the Shri of the Gedurs. So he brings over there the Gemara, famous Gemara, you know the Gemara in Ksubis of Gimel, where the Gemara talks about the Gzeira of Kola, Kapsula, and this is Le'em Ravi, Kibola Hagin Chila, and the Gemara wanted he should be Oikir at Hakana, so the Gemara said no. A Gzeira, a Vidal Lebatla, a Gzeira that ultimately will become Bato, Kenegne, Takanas Chachomim, you're not Oikir at Takanas Chachomim. So he wanted a Taina, that Kodesh Borech the Pshara Azoy. Kodesh Borech was Kishavis Hakates. I didn't mean exactly. It was a gzera for 400 years, right? Abu Lamaisa, when Eibush was chishev as hakeitz, and even the Eibush's gzera was ended up being shorter than it really was. Allah has come to become a gzera connected klal Yisrael. Does it v'hi shambul avaseinu? The fact that we were able to see that that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was chishev as hakeitz, so a takor der albara connected a gzera of goyim, a gzera of vidul debatla. So we don't. That haftacha we have. You're not oikir the divrei chazal. There's another very interesting bizarre we talk about over here. V'hi shamdal avoseinu. For those that want a taina, we said over last year an interesting divrei that v'mechad shteit me'mechasa es hamatzus and he might be es hakoyz. So shaila is v'hi shamdal avoseinu. What are you mechasa the matzus and you might be the koyz? So the taina that the pshat is asoy. The taina that the dalat koyzes of the rabbon. Matzah of the rice. The person wants to know what kept Klal Yisrael through the years. It's the Takonas Chachamim. It's the Darabonos. It's listening to the Chachamim. That's what kept Klal Yisrael through the years. So you mechasa the matzahs. About that we have the rice. You mechasa the matzahs. You might be the kois. You say the Amunas Chachamim that Klal Yisrael has and the Amun of Chazal. That's the Hisham Dua Vesein of Alonish that took Klal Yisrael throughout the Golos. It sounds like a Tatskuvah. I mean, it's an Aldavah, it's an Olvah. You probably will hear it from whoever, whatever court you're in, you heard it from, it was said in that court. Okay. It's not mine. Okay. It's an Aldavah. Okay. Well, Lemaisa, I saw an interesting teretz, and I'm sad the Pshat, that the Pshat is Azoy. When you pick up the Yayin, there's another thing of Yayin. Chachom goes the Torah was goes on Yayin Nesach, that said Yayin Nesach is also, and Chachom said Stam Yenem is also. Why? You shouldn't be misarav with the goyim. You shouldn't come close to the goyim. Throughout history, there have been factions in Klal Yisrael, certainly the Reform movement, that believed that anti-Semitism was its root cause was the dislike of the unlike. Which means if we were only friendlier to the goyim, they would love us much more. But we all know that doesn't work. What's the raya that doesn't work? Is there a raya for it? Say ulmad. Say ulmad. Bikesh Lavan Arami. Lavan Arami. Who is what? Who is the Shlechabuba, the first Lavan? Yaakov lived in this house. He worked in the. And then he had good fight God. He had great anti-Semitism towards him. You learn from there. V'hishon the Lavan Sainu Vulonu. All Yisrael stay away from the Goyim. Stay away from the Goyim. V'hishon the Lavan Sainu. That they exer on Yahi. I'll say one more verse. I don't know which one. This is one that it's easy to say. We all know we come to the simonim in the Haggadah, to the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, and many pens have been broken. What in the world did Rabbi Yehuda want with the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav? What does he want? Many different terutzim. The first three markers were done by Aaron, the second three were done by Moshe, Hadash was by Moshe, and the last four were done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But it's actually very interesting that if you look in the Torah, very interesting, if you look in Parshas Boy, so we see Ki Batam Azoysa Mishleach is called my Gevoysa Yalibch. I'm going to do all my Magyefis. Right? So Rashi says something about Makas Bukharis. It's really borrowed. Spoke about this in the show. It's really borrowed. So Shaz, Ki Batam Azoysa Mishleach is called my Gevoysa Yalibch. Ubahodech Ubahmech. Bahorteda Kien Kamani Bukhoha Orts. Because now I will shalech my hand, I just did Devar, right? Which is two markers before that, right? Okay? But what is Devar have to do with Borah? And what's he saying? Call my defoisa over here with Borah. So there's then a word, I think, from Rabbi Shalim Shachar. It says, as the Ramban brings a medrash that on the matter, were the simonim of the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. The Tzach Hadash Ba'achav were on the mat itself. Those were the words on the mat itself. So the pasuk, so he's saying in the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav,
Moshe Rabbeinu was told to fear ois the makas that are on the matah. There are two makas that share the same Rashi Tevis. Borod and Becharis. And Dam and Devin. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki bapam azoyis, and Yishalei, I can really do makas Becharis right now because I'm up the base. I can really do makas Becharis. But I'm going to do Borod. If I can, we can really take him out of his right now. Right now. Abba Araya, I did Deva. Now Dam also, I could have done Deva by Dam, but I went through the whole process. So we did Dam first and then Deva. Well, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Tari. Interesting is that. But one thing we should say over. One thing I just want to say two things, because I think they're two very important things. The Tzachadash Bachav, Itachim Fashtein, that there were three kfiris by Moshe, and this is something we said, there were three kfiris that Paray had. One kfir was, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, I don't know who my Kosh Baruch Hu is. The other one is, that even if there is an Eibishter, he doesn't care what's going on over here. And even if he doesn't care what's going on over here, but there are other gods. And maybe he knows, maybe there is Hashgacha Prophets. But there are other gods too, there are other powers. The first remark is, Shteit V'zois Pelekhi Ani Hashem. The next remark is, because always have to get any Hashem big carrier for Oretz. The last is Shein Kamoini B'cholam. There's nobody like the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are the three levels. Those are the Tzach, Adash, Bachav. Those are connected to three kfiris. And not only as a Kodesh Baruch Hu exists, a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares, and he's Mashkiach, I'll call Pratu Prat the Briya. And not only that, there is no other Koyach in the world Shein Kamoini B'cholam Oretz. That's what it is. Not Hazak is an interesting Hazak. The Nesivus in Ma'aseh Nisim asked the Shaila, but I want to say a different text than he says. So Shaila is as I come to well that love has said that Marcus Pachoris star and Al Musia there's a terrible destructive koyach in the world. Klal Yisrael has to stay in the house. Klal Yisrael has to put dam on the mezuzahs. Maybe she's going to be poseyah. Masachti. What do you need a sin to make a chiluk between Klal Yisrael and Umos? And there wasn't a chiluk in Deva, there wasn't a chiluk in Arik, there wasn't a chiluk in Choshech, there was a chiluk in all the markets. In all those markets, there was a Havdolah. Mitamal, all of a sudden, markets for Choshech, you gotta stay inside. So, the truth is that if you look in the Nesivus says the chiluk is because all the first nine markets were done by Moshe and Aaron. They're done by Moshe and Aaron, so the Yad, it was limited power. So it could be limited. Whereas over here, this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashed the whole, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they asked me, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to be more of a Havdolah. I'm not sure I understand that teretz. But I think there's another teretz. The other teretz is the following. What is the Leil HaSed? What happened to Leil HaSed? What happened to Leil of Marcus Becharis was, the first pasuk about Yetzias Mitzrayim came to light. It's an amazing thing. We've spoken about this on Pesach just a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu has his first meeting with the Eibishter. What does the Eibishter say? The Eibishter says, Azoy, you go tell Paro to let the Bnei Yisrael out, otherwise I'm going to kill you. That's what he tells him. That's his Hasro. His Hasro is, I'm going to kill you firstborn. Kup Tuchoyis. That the creation of Klal Yisrael, Makas Becharis, is not just the last Makas. It's the Makas of Shas Klal Yisrael. It's the whole point of the Makas. It's the Makas that creates Klal Yisrael. It's where Klal Yisrael becomes B'ni B'chayri, where the Eibishter says B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. But it's, I mean, so I'm looking at the pasuk for a second. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Koy some of the Yisrael. Excuse me a second. So what's really happening over here is the following. What's happening is like this. Everything else, the is the gamut ha'goyah she'yavoy d'donamad. Kosh Baruch Hu is doing gemakas after makas after makas. Over there they could be a havdala. When Klal Yisrael is being born, the forces in the world, the tumah in the world, tries to stop that at every cost. Over there, there has to be a simon. Over there, that's mamish with the havdala. That is the havdala. That's mamish with that Kosh Baruch Hu is being mavdo ben Yisrael la'amim. That's where Kosh Baruch Hu is being mavdo ben Yisrael la'amim. That's where Klal Yisrael is becoming Klal Yisrael. If that's what Klal Yisrael is becoming, Klal Yisrael, the male of B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, that's what Klal Yisrael is becoming, Klal Yisrael. Over there has to be a clear Havdol. There has to be, there's a tremendous koyach to stop that. The Gemara says there's a koyach of, there's a mouth that says Yivra, there's a mouth that says Al Yivra. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world doesn't want that Klal Yisrael should be born. The world doesn't want that Klal Yisrael should be born. The male, There has to be a simon, and there's a trepidation, and you can't go out. And it's a time where the andamusyos b'lo olam, the Klal Yisrael has to the mail over there. You need the simonim on the mezuzas, and over there there has to be a clear havdala with Klal Yisrael and the Dilma side. Okay, sure, I'm still looking for this post. Yeah, without Maribay. So, yes, I think it's before the meeting.